This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic. Cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So then, it's the last hour on a Friday night, so that means we get to talk to the guy that more people have read his stuff in the gun world than anybody else out there, and that would be activist and instructor and writer Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Happy to be here.
So there's been, just since Wednesday we've had all kinds of stuff happening.
Yes, we have. And let's see, I'm trying to think. I don't think Wednesday we talked about the judge in Washington State who ruled that he could override the rest of the country, especially the State Department.
Yeah.
That was Judge Lasnik in the Western District of Washington, Seattle, where he basically said that the State Department didn't give enough information or enough time to change its mind on regulations that had been under litigation for over 5 years when they decided to settle with the Second Amendment Foundation and Defense Distributed.
Okay.
I think his case will be overturned eventually. But in the meantime, you know, it's delayed justice, and justice delayed is justice denied,
right?
As the old saying goes. So while Defense Distributed thought that they had this case settled, had every reason to believe so, suddenly they're back in litigation and possibly for another couple of years. And if you read the arguments presented by the judge to me, they don't make sense, because they're about preventing the public from getting access to stuff they already have and have had for a long time.
Yeah, the Defense Distributed, are we talking about the Ghost Gunner machine? I haven't read the article.
Yeah,
so
3D printed the code that you can use
okay.
to put into a 3D printer to create a crude gun. And information on how to make these things or similar things has been available, well, ever since guns have been made. Simple design.
That decision is, there's no way to enforce that decision, though.
Are they going to put
a firewall? How do you enforce that decision
as far as obtaining the files? You're right. I understand what you're saying, and you're correct.
Yeah.
They can't prevent the code because it's already out there. What they are trying to do is create the precedent that no one can legally distribute that code, or alternately, they're trying to create the precedent that the U.S. government has the authority to decide who gets that code, even though they can't prevent it. So they're trying to make sort of a moral case, I would say, since they believe guns are bad. So the moral case they're trying to make is that allowing people to know how to make guns is bad.
Well, I would agree with you that, first of all, people already know how to do that. I mean, people buy 80% lowers all the time. They don't get, you know, they just buy it, and then they cut out the fire control group, and then they build their gun. That happens all the time. It happened prior to Defense Distributed and Cody Wilson and the 3D printing gun. It happened before. As you know, in Australia, they go to the local hardware store, the Lowe's or the Home Depot equivalent. They buy stuff and build guns out of that. There's just no way to stop this.
That's right. But what I think it is that the people who are pushing for unlimited government, and it's mostly what some people would call a mediocrity, or the people in the knowledge industry or something like that, people who consider themselves better than the rest of the country. And I think they view propaganda as being paramount over reality. And to them, this is extremely effective message to put out there that you could have some code, put it into a computer, and out pops the gun. Now, it doesn't really work that way.
Right.
But they don't really care, because it's the message that is possible that they hate. And it resonates with them because they're familiar with computers. They're not familiar with files or drills or milling machines or lathes. And they think you have to have immense amounts of skill to do something like that. But computers, they know about.
Sure.
So when somebody says you can print out a gun, they take that very seriously, particularly as a message that it's possible.
Right.
And they really hate the idea that we would have the freedom to make our own gun. And that sends the message very clearly.
I guess my problem...
That's why they're pushing so hard on it.
I'm sure they are, but I guess my problem with this is when I look back at the L.A. riots, right?
Yeah.
And everything broke down. There was no law. There was no order. The police pulled back. Everybody was left to their own devices. People were getting, ambushed on the street, just doing their job. They burned whole parts of the city down. Government is totally dependent upon the goodwill of the public that they serve. And getting out there and making, these decrees and these edicts, and we don't like guns, so therefore there should be none. That's only as good as your ability to enforce it, as far as I'm concerned. Now, this guy trying to do that, do you think Washington State is trying to just be California with a W? I mean, they come up with stuff all the time. Anyway.
Well, they are on the way. They are moving in that direction.
Yeah.
It's very clear. Now, the problem we have as constitutionalists and as conservatives is that we can't it really defeats our purpose to ignore the rule of law and start just breaking things and revolting, because we want the rule of law to continue. And if we start a revolution, well, then it isn't good for the rule of law, and the chances that we'll be able to restore the rule are not 100% by any means.
Right.
Whereas the other side doesn't seem to care whether they break the rules or not. Half of them seem to think that we should devolve into chaos and they'll come out on top on the other side. But that doesn't follow. But they don't seem to care. I mean, I think it's partly because we are have been such a successful society. We have so much stuff. It's so easy to feed oneself. It's so easy to have a house and a job and to accumulate what would be enormous wealth for even the poorest among us 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And so we have these people that aren't very much in touch with reality, and they dwell upon their supposed shortcomings or how they've been oppressed. And they say, it can't get any worse, so tear the whole thing down without any understanding of what's on the other side.
Let me get you to hold right there, tear the whole thing down. I want to explore this a little deeper. To find the stuff that Dean writes, you can find this at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
NASCAR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we had to hold up on everything. Please continue where you were, sir, if you would, because that was getting good.
Well, what I was saying is that those who oppose us, people like, say, Antifa, they don't hold our civilization in any regard. They think it's horrible and nasty and evil, and so they want to tear it down. And they're promoted in that belief in large part by the people in the elites who run the country, who are continually denigrating the United States as racist, homophobic, and bigoted, whatever, and don't seem to want to acknowledge that we are perhaps the most successful society that has ever existed in the whole history of the human race. We are more prosperous, richer, more powerful, and generally everyone's level of living and life expectancy and health is far better than at any other time in history that we can record anyway. And yet it doesn't make a difference to these people. Either they want to tear everything down because they've been told we are so terrible, or they put their ability to be in power ahead of the existence of the country. And I think it's really disturbing. It didn't used to be that way. There was a fair amount of time when people thought we had to have a country in order to live reasonably well. You had to have a country to defend your family, your friends, your property rights, your ability to make a living. Otherwise, you know, the bad guys come in and they take everything you've got and turn you into slaves. And while the left seemed to say that we did that to other people, they don't seem to think anybody can do it to us. So there we are, and I'm wandering far afield from Judge Robert S. Lasnik, but he seems to simply oppose what the Trump administration is doing, and he feels it's in his power as a judge to stop them, as one judge out of something like, I think, 565, I might be off on the number a little bit, that he can thereby stop the policy of a duly elected president of the United States and the State Department. And that's not a way that society can function very well if any one of 560-some despotic tyrants can just say, stop, you can't do this. And we've seen a succession of those types of rulings over the United States where opponents of President Trump go to a particular district where they know they'll find a sympathetic judge and file a case. And I think that will eventually be stopped because it removes much of the prerogatives of the Supreme Court. And Justice Thomas has said, you know, if this keeps up like this, we're going to have to make a ruling on it. We're going to have to put an end to it. We just can't allow every single district judge to have the ability to stop what the government is doing at any one time.
Do you think, and this is a question, and I'm not trying to be unruly here and everything else, but every time one of these judges gets out there and decides to interpret it versus what the law states, right? I mean, I have yet to see a judge in any state get out there and say, I don't think Roe versus Wade is legitimate.
Well, it's very ideological, and I have to say, I waded through this judge's decision a fair amount. And he basically, because the law is somewhat vague, he basically can say, well, I have this power because of this ruling and because of this judicial decision and because of this regulation. But if you read what he says, basically he's saying I can stop any decision anytime when I wish to, because I think I can interpret it as they're not being sufficient reason for it happening. Or he can say the people who promoted this regulation didn't give sufficient reason. Well, who decides what is sufficient reason or not? Well, he does. So it gives him enormous power. And as I said, we can't just ignore these rulings. We're going to have to go through the judicial process, because if we ignore the rule of law, we end up losing a great deal of what we're fighting for. So, yeah, we've gotten into the situation over a while, and it will take a while to get out of it.
Isn't that the truth?
But, I think we eventually will.
Well,
I'm a little optimistic that way.
Well, I'm hopeful that way, but the problem is that this has become the norm for a judge to try to run the country. I mean, they're always going against the Trump administration just because it's the Trump administration, right?
Exactly.
And they get out there and they stop all kinds of rules and stuff, all kinds of stuff, because they disagree with it. I would find it very interesting to see if the Supreme Court finds that a lower judge has made a illegitimate ruling, there ought to be some sort of a penalty for that.
Well, as we were watching impeachment hearings this week, there is the framers of the Constitution put in a penalty system called impeachment.
Right.
And it would be the House of Representatives that sets up the charges of impeachment. And that's currently controlled by the Democrats, so we're not going to get anything out of them. But that's the mechanism that's put in there. It's a good reason to vote them out of office. I think they oppose the president, from what I have seen, primarily because they don't like his policies.
Yeah.
And they have ruled the country. And anyone who has watched Supreme Court decisions for the past 50 years or so has seen many decisions that just seem blatantly a power grab by the court for progressives. And not to get off into the abortion issue, but Roe v. Wade is one.
I'll tell you what, hold it right there. We're coming up on the next break, and we'll cover all of that stuff and everything else. This is one of these things, we could talk about this for weeks. Are you going to write about this?
Well, I have written an article about that judicial decision, and then we've got some similar things in the Tacoma where they passed a recent law, and we can talk about that.
All right. And you can catch everything that Dean writes here lately. You can catch all of that fresh at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The NYPD will deploy thousands of uniformed police officers to Times Square on New Year's Eve to keep millions of revelers safe. NYPD Commissioner Dermont Che on this year's celebration.
This is how we carry out our shared mission of delivering the safest and most enjoyable event possible, up to and including the drop of the ball in Times Square. I can tell you that we currently have no specific credible threats directed toward any of our events.
Bad weather is hindering the search for a missing helicopter in Hawaii. The Coast Guard has been searching for the aircraft since last night after it failed to return from a tour. There were seven passengers on board, and the chopper has an electronic locator inside, but so far no signals have been received. In your final numbers on Wall Street in the holiday shortened week, the Dow gained 23 points to finish at 28,654. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking to Dean Weingarten. We've been talking about... Well, it started out as a judicial aberrance, and I don't even know if that's a word. Aberration in Washington State, and it just took on a life of its own. So, where would you like to go now, sir? Do you want to finish at that point?
Well, let's talk about this Tacoma, Washington situation, where the city council there has decided that they want to add a tax of $25 for every firearm sold. And 2 cents for every 22 caliber or smaller cartridge sold, and 5 cents for every cartridge larger than that sold. And this is based.
Is that per round?
Per cartridge, yeah, per round.
Okay.
And this is based on the Seattle tax, which is very similar. And they got a lot of pushback, but they also had a few people in support of the tax that were organized by the Everytown Bloomberg's organization to attack gun rights. And it's the reason they can do this is because the Seattle tax was challenged in court all the way up to the Washington State Supreme Court. And even though the Seattle preemption law says that you can't have any law or ordinance that affects the sale of firearms at the local level, Washington State Supreme Court said, well, but it's a tax. And we talked about that, I think, on Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
So there was quite a bit of opposition to this tax in Tacoma, in part because Arrow Precision is based in Tacoma. And Arrow Precision is an up-and-coming manufacturer in Washington State. It has like 400 jobs in its facilities there in Tacoma, which is its home base. So if it has to pay a $25 tax for every lower receiver that it makes, that's a substantial problem for being competitive in a very competitive market.
Right.
So I don't know if Arrow will have to move or if they can just move, say, their shipping facility outside the city limits, you know. Well, we send our firearms and anything that is legally a firearm to this shipping facility, and then it's shipped somewhere else so the sale doesn't occur inside Tacoma. Maybe they can use a workaround such as that. But even though Arrow Precision has been, by all accounts, an exemplary manufacturing partner in the community that brings jobs and all kinds of revenue in Tacoma, that didn't seem to bother the city council. They still thought they had to pass this message that guns are bad by passing a tax against them. Even though if you look at Seattle, almost certainly Seattle, by driving a couple of dedicated gun stores outside the city, actually lost money. They didn't make any money on the firearms tax. So it's a political statement. It's a statement of, from their view, morality. Guns are bad. We have to tell people this. And it's just very hard to have a rational discussion with people who think that a material object is bad that many of us find extremely useful and valuable. And I don't think it's rational. It's a statement. It's sort of a, I'm more powerful than you are, so I can do what I want, even though you object. It's sort of an expression of political power.
Right. So, are you saying that if Arrow Precision, which I we've been trying to get them on to talk about this, and this is sort of interesting that you bring that up.
Oh, okay.
So, well, they're sponsors of the show. So,
exactly. That's one of the reasons I brought it up.
Yeah. If they were to move their shipping facility, they would be exempt from this tax, which I know that in Seattle, a lot of gun shops are shut down and moved outside city limits, right?
Right. See, that's what I think, because most of their customers are not inside Tacoma.
Right.
And the tax is not on manufacturing guns. It's on gun sales. So if they move their product outside the city and then sell it, seems to me the sales are made outside the city and there's no basis for the tax. But I am not a lawyer, nor do I play one on the radio. So it just seemed to me that was an obvious workaround, since this is a very geographically based tax based
right
inside the city limits of Tacoma. So I would think they might be able to do that. And if you're able to get anyone from Arrow Precision, or particularly the CEO.
Yeah, we're working on the CEO. Yeah, we're trying to get the CEO
if you
on.
Get Scott, come on. Maybe he could give you some of the expert advice they have gotten on this.
That would be interesting to know, simply because wouldn't Tacoma know the debacle that happened in Seattle? Wouldn't they know about that?
Of course, they would. But it's clear that the people who are pushing this, first, they're not good with numbers. They're not good with math. They're not good with objective reality. They're good at emotion and creating emotional issues.
Right.
And so it's not, you can argue with them, But they'll just say guns are bad. We have to make a show. And or they'll say, well, this tax will go to pay for gun victims. And that's based on the idea that the more guns you have, the more violence you have. But it's not true. And when they have that base assumption, you're not going to, it doesn't seem that any logic can sway them. It's, you know, you've heard the term virtue signaling, and I think that's what they're doing. They're saying, look how wonderful I am. Whether or not it makes any sense.
How compassionate.
But the people they're signaling to, it makes sense.
Right. How compassionate. How much we feel for you. We feel for you. We're looking out for you, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's virtue signaling.
There's something that I haven't, I'm in the process of writing a story.
We got a minute. We got a minute. We got a minute. If you want to set it up, we can talk about it in the next segment. Yeah, yeah.
And it's about a study that was done that shows that a lot of people having guns actually reduces violent crime a little bit.
Right.
But it's not from John Locke.
Well, that would be interesting to check it out. So we'll talk about that when we get back. Now, for those of you who enjoy when Dean comes on the show, and I enjoy when Dean comes on the show, I got a couple of emails today talking about you. So that's always fun, especially the bear part. Everybody loves the bears, Dean. If you want to read about this stuff, you need to go check out ammoland.com. This is where he's got over 3,000 articles, and I think you said about 1,400 of them are there at
Ammoland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And before long, I'll be saying 3,000, and he'll be telling me, well, it's about 3,500 now, Bill. So the most read man in the Gun Writer segment. Yep, yep. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking to Dean Weingarten. And before we went to the break on the last one, he had teased us with something that I don't even know about. So what are you going to bring up, Mr.
Well, it turns out that in early December of last year, an academic, I think he's at Ball University, but he's affiliated with a couple of them, as a young academic, Paul Niekamp, N-I-E-K-A-M-P, had become intrigued with the idea of determining if access to guns or people actually carrying guns around really increased or decreased the crime rate in all cases. He thought it might be more complicated than that. And he said, well, we need to be able to see what happens in an experiment, but it's really hard to arrange an experiment that gets all the details of having hundreds of thousands of people running around with guns. So he said, we have something like that. It's called deer season. And so he said, let's look at what happens when millions of deer hunters go out in the field and see if that changes the crime rate one way or another. Because these people are running around with powerful rifles and shotguns for the most part, whereas they don't normally carry them about, and here they are. And so if we look at it in a sophisticated way, and I have to say I've read his design and how he put things together, and he was very clever in how he accounted for various things, like did the rate of people who didn't go deer hunting increase or decrease? So he compared that to where people went deer hunting in large amounts. And he got the numbers for how many people went deer hunting. They looked at it each day of the deer season. And what he found was when you increase the number of people who are running around with rifles and ammunition in the hundreds of thousands for a couple of days, It makes not a lot of difference, but especially for younger hunters, the crime rate goes down. And he found that there is a significant decrease in alcohol and narcotics offenses, like 15 to 20% or more, for the younger hunters especially. Well, that's very interesting. And he looked at it from a lot of different ways to look, find, you know, if the differences were because people were out hunting or not, if they had, that they had access to these weapons. For example, the number of arrests made for people who were armed, and I'm not talking about gun crimes, they just happened to be armed when they were arrested, actually went up like 8 times, indicating that there were a lot of people running around with guns, but violent crime decreased a little. So this really just supports John Lott's theory that more guns, less crime. And it hasn't gotten much press, but it's been out there for most of a year now. And I will be writing about it and trying to explain how the fellow came to all his conclusions. I have sent him an email and congratulating him on a pretty decent study. And he surveyed the literature and included mention in his study to most of the significant literature that's out there on it. And I've read most of it. And I was a little wondering a little bit about it because a lot of the studies that he referenced, but he just mentions them, are studies that I think were very poorly done. But being a good researcher, he mentions them, and then you can go to them and check them out yourself. And what he does by mentioning them is showing that he surveyed the field and actually, you know, read the research that exists. So I think he did a good job, and it's going to become a reasonably important paper because it's new research. I don't think anybody has done it before.
So he shows his method and everything and how he comes to his conclusions.
Absolutely.
That's what John Lott does.
Yes, and he goes in considerable detail. For example, you know, this idea of looking at the arrests of people who are armed to see if there was an actual increase of people moving about with arms is a good indicator because the arrest, he has something called a zone where he's working in, you know, where everything is prepared, where it's all inside one geographical area. And in these rural areas that he's looking at where deer hunting is prevalent, you only get about one arrest in a general, like a week. But when you have the, and I might be off on that because I just read the study and I'm trying to remember the exact number.
Right.
But then when you have deer hunting, you get like 8 arrests. But the number of violent arrests actually drops a little. I mean, it's not a huge effect. Now, one thing he does that I suggest that he include the next time he does a paper, he did not include the idea that people having guns around deterred criminals, and that might account for the drop. He explored a number of other ideas, but I think that he might include that. He did talk about it in other parts of the paper, just not at the end result.
Right.
So I think it's really a very well-done study. Who would have thought? Now, when you talk to somebody who wants a disarmed populace, one of the first things they said, more guns, more crime.
Right.
We can't have people carrying guns around because you'll have gunfights and people shooting each other, and it's terrible. Well, here we have an increase on a given day, of, say, like in Wisconsin, of maybe 600,000 people carrying high-powered rifles around, and the crime rate drops. That kind of undercuts their whole theory.
Well, their theory gets cut.
More crime.
Yeah. The prevalence of wherever guns are, like, you don't hear about. One of the things that I know that John Lott has studied, for example, is they've looked at where school shootings occur, and no school shootings have occurred where they allow armed teachers.
Right. Right.
And And
there's clearly a deterrent effect. He mentions this stuff. He says, look, we've got, in the rural areas, people have twice as many guns, but they have half as much crime.
Right.
Well, and he talks about potential cultural issues, and I would say, yes, it is in large part a cultural issue. One of the things he mentions is that if fathers teach their children to hunt, guns are not seen as something you settle quarrels with. Whereas if in the inner city, you know, some young man picks up a gun on the street as a member of a street gang, he sees a gun quite differently because he never had a father figure to start with.
Right. Right. So all of these studies that I'm beginning to see, I would have thought that when Gary Kleck first did it, you know, Gary Kleck is an ACLU member, he's a Democrat and everything, but he's an honest guy. I would have thought that would have put everything to bed, but anytime one, I mean, even when, I can't remember the guys that did it, under the Clinton administration, they found it's you know, guns in the hands of people.
Well, let's see, there was Rossi and Wright, and then there was, might have been Wright and Rossi, I'm trying to remember, because they were also converted from being anti-gun in their general belief system, and then when they looked at the actual facts, they changed their position. And it's not uncommon to see this happen with academics. But what we're seeing now
Before we get into that discussion, we're running out of time. So let's pick this up. Let's pick this up and talk about this on Wednesday next week.
Very good.
Very good. Thank you for joining me this evening.
We'll talk to you then. Always a pleasure, Bill.
Likewise. My pleasure as well. We'll be back again on Monday. Never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her. How much I cared. I thank my pops for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware, I just...
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain.
Benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.